Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly. Hello, and welcome to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything. From what's what in entertainment, the latest fashion trends and styles, to who's who on the big screen, to what's going on here in the Mid-South. Go get your snacks, kick back, relax, and let me tell you how it is.
Monday Night Live. I am the narrator, Emily Pearls, for the Monday Night Live show. And tonight, we've got, starting off at the top of the show, your girl is in Studio A out of New York and straight to Memphis. Hi, Trisha.
Hey, Emily, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I hope it's better. I'm loving this weather in Memphis. Right now in Chicago, New York, they are even cooler than we are. We've got 77 degrees with a few clouds. And
that's some
good weather. Yeah. And, of course, you know, time's going bumping it always. I looked at that window. I thought I'll probably do a commercial break to come back. So what are you talking about tonight? Good to have you live.
Yes, it feels so good to be live. I'm sorry, everyone. I know you all have been wondering where I have been. I have been working. So it's good to be back into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's topic is about who cheats better, women or men, and why.
Interesting.
I chose this topic because, me personally, I have seen it a lot of times, and I have also been in debates with people asking their host or who cheats better. I'm like, hey, to be honest, me personally, I feel like a woman cheats better because when a woman cheats, you're not going to have no clue at all that she cheating on you. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm about to break it down. When a woman cheats, a woman can have a man. I'm going to tell you what this person told me on one of my posts, on a post that I actually commented on. And I agree with her. When a woman cheats, a woman can have a side guy for years and not get caught because she's going to do the same thing she was doing while she was with that man before she started cheating. So, for instance, you and her are together. She's cooking, cleaning, washing the clothes, answering the phone calls, answering your text messages, gives you money if you need it. Like, that's what a woman would do on a regular. Even if she's cheating, you're not going to know that she's cheating. Why? Because she's still constantly doing the same thing she's been doing while you all are together. Whereas when a man cheats, a man get caught, phone unlocked, for her number. You talking to Pizza Hut at 1 o'clock in the morning. You know your girl. Come on now, we not doing. Not only that, when we call, don't get no answer. When we text, don't get no reply. You cut the phone off, or you say, oh, boy, baby, my phone was dead. Like, come on. A woman, she going to find a way to answer your phone call. She going to find a way to answer your ticket. Yes, she may be cheating. Yes, she may be with her side guy, whatever. But at the end of the day, she's still going to answer that phone, and she's still going to reply to your text. Whereas a man, y'all just, do y'all be thinking when y'all be cheating? That's what I want to know. Do y'all think we are cheating? Because I don't think y'all be, think about it to do it. And then most people, it's like when they say, nah, I'm not going to be the same because it's another topic for another day. So I ain't going to be the same. But, like, come on then. I tell people, because me and a whole lot of people have actually had this discussion. And they asked, that was like, coochie belt, women or men. And I was like, women, duh, we smarter than y'all. They was like, so what you trying to say? I said, I'm just saying, well, y'all just, if y'all don't think it all the way through, it's like y'all just think about it in that moment, but y'all don't actually just think about the process all the way through. Whereas a woman, when she do things, trust and believe, she don't have everything down. Pack. She gonna make sure this go as planned. This where it go as planned. That's how we women do. I'm not saying that I cheat, but I'm just saying how we do things. Just put that out there. But I'm saying, like, it's so, now I can say that some women do get caught because I mean, hey, you bound and determined to get caught eventually. I'm not saying. I'm just saying we get caught lit because every time you look around with a man, when he cheat, it's like you can see it. He come home, he brings you flowers, and he don't bring you flowers on a regular day. You know the man did something wrong. I'm just saying. Now, sometimes it may be to surprise you. I'm not going to knock it. But if your man don't give you flowers on an ordinary day, just because Miss Becky or whoever that gave him from, or he was talking to this person the previous night, and he come home smelling like Irish Spring or a dial soap, guess what? He been with somebody. I'm just saying. Because when a woman, when we do it, we have it all planned out. We'll accept the flowers, go out on the little day. For example, on Why Did I Get Married? Why did I get married too? He actually knew she was cheating because she started changing. That's really when you can tell when a person is cheating, the way they started. You pay attention to how y'all acted at the beginning. If you pay attention to how your partner acted at the beginning of y'all relationship, you get calls every day, texts every day, morning, noon, night time, you on a break, they call it, they text you on a break. Every break that they had, they call it, they text you. All of it throughout our relationship. As time go on and starting out to get phone calls, you get more text messages, or you get less calls and less text messages, then this goes on. Not only that, let's put it like this. A dude can tell you, what was it? A dude can say, baby, I was busy all day. I've been busy all day. I ain't had my phone all day. Do you not know you can sing this text that morning? Hey, good morning, baby. Good morning, love. Whatever you say, I'm going to be doing such this day. I will call you when I have. You not going to just sleep and not talk to your girl the whole day. This just me personally. So, you up and telling me your phone been dead or your phone been this and your phone been dead, guess what? Who can play that game? And I tell people, play that game, guess what? I can play that game 10 times better. And you're not going to like how I play that game. I'm just saying. But it's like, I don't know what it is about people with you. If you don't want to deal with that person, just tell that person how you feel. You can only take so much from a person. It's like you can still love that person, but you can still cheat. I don't know how people do it, but it's like people have double standards. They feel like a woman can't cheat, but a man can cheat. When a woman cheats for attention, time. A dude, I think they cheat. To be honest, I don't even know why they cheat. All we ask for is attention and time. That's it. No material. Well, you got some that deal with material, but me personally, I'm not a materialistic type of person. Because, I mean, who's to say it's going to be here tomorrow? But whereas when a man cheats, I don't even know why they cheat. But that's a question. Why do men cheat? That's another
question. And that's a good question. Maybe we can get it from some of our callers. You know, it's interesting that you would bring up this topic, have this topic tonight, because they just said on the news that it appears they did some kind of study. Of course, you know, some college, they're always doing studies. And the result was that people see and over cheat more than the millennials do. They said that the millennial generation, the study showed that they are more faithful. And then my other point is, sometimes men can cheat and be very slick about it. They will answer your call while they're with the other woman.
Yes, that is possible. That is possible.
They do that for sure, to make sure they answer your call so that you don't suspect anything, you know. And so, therefore, if they do that, then it would be hard to be suspicious if they would cheat, you know, cheat. Take a break and then go to the audience and see what the audience thinks. What do you think?
I like that idea. Let's go.
Okay. Well, listen, y'all, call in now at 1-646-200-3422. The chat room is also open. If you would like to come in there and just put your comment, you know, without your voice on the radio. tell everybody, get on your text and get on your Twitter, get on your Facebook, get on Twitter. I'll say all of it and have them call in right now. Get on this hot topic or more, men or women. Stay there. We'll be right back.
Hello, you're listening to Trisha's Talk 101, where we talk about mostly anything. So kick back, relax, and we'll be right back. Surprise, surprise! Guess who's going to be your first sponsor? It's Patrick and Tony, your mom and dad. We are so proud of you. Keep up the good work and remember to see the vision through the eye of the tiger. Love you!
From your loving parents, a proud sponsor of Latricia's Talk 101 radio show.
Now, please press 1, comment, or ask a question with your girl, Trisha, of Trisha's Talk 101. And you are back live, Trisha.
Well, hello, hello, hello. We are back. So, do we have any callers thus far, or I can continue talking?
We have some callers in the studio, but no one has raised their hand. Let me tell y'all how to do that. Sometimes we do have to remind them. Take the phone away from your ear and press 1. Do not hang up. Just press, raise your hand. And we've got a caller now. Hey, welcome to the show. You're talking to Trisha of Trisha Talk 101.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, caller.
This is your sister.
Hello, little sister. How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's
I honestly
good.
Feel like women cheat better than men. Because men, they do dumb stuff to get themselves caught. But sometimes some women, they be doing dumb stuff too. Like, they gonna curse the man to cheat. Like, how you gonna curse the man to cheat? That's gonna make it obvious that you cheat. So then a man get his suspects or his feelings. Like, okay, so she cheating on me. Yes.
Now, you said that she could be saying that he's cheating, right?
Yes.
Now, what if she's seen the evidence in his phone, then what?
Well, then he just cheated. I mean, dudes don't ever delete nothing no way. So, that's how they get caught up. They don't delete nothing. A female, on the other hand, she'll have her best friend number saved under a nigga number, well, a dude number.
Next caller. Why, yes, caller. I totally agree. Yes, we as women, we tend to do certain things that won't get us caught. Like,
men don't think to do.
Like, in my phone, my best friends, their number are saved as wifey. And they, well, when I was around my ex-boo one day, me and him, we was riding around, and he seen my phone. And he was like, dang, so you got another dude calling you? I said, no, look at it. And we also had our pictures. He was like, oh, I was about to say, you got a whole lot of dudes. I'm like, no. So we as women, we can't be slick with it, because guess what? You will never know. So, caller, I totally agree with you. I agree 100%.
Yeah, because you could put somebody else's picture on the number too.
Right.
You know, so they still wouldn't know, even if it was your guy on the side phone number, because you could put a girl by it.
Or they would say, oh, well, baby, this is my cousin. And my cousin, he this and he that. You do have some women that say, oh, this is my brother or this is my cousin. Thank you, caller, for calling in with your comments for Trisha Talk 101. We're going to put you back into the green room so you can continue to listen to the show. All right. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller. All right, then. That was the phone. See, back in the old days, we didn't have cell phones.
Right.
And, but we had word of mouth. And the word of mouth was very, very tricky. Because I had a best friend. We were in high school. And her boyfriend, we lived on the same street. And her boyfriend had to ride the bus to our neighborhood to come and see her, right? And
right.
However, the bus stop was right in front of our house on both sides of the street. In other words, the incoming bus was in front of the grocery store that was next door to us, which was right next to, and you know, practically in front of our house. And then the other one, the outgoing bus stop, like one driveway down on the other side. So, you know, I would be out in sports a lot of times, just out in the yard, kicking it and that sort of thing, you know. And I think it was probably only a couple of times, two or three times, when he got off the bus. You know, he just stood and talked to me for a minute or two, you know, maybe five. and then he'd walk on down the street to her house. Well, you know, somebody told her that her man was seeing me, was cheating on her. And you know, she wanted to fight me over that. And she was going around telling everybody what she was going to do to me in high school. And she was a tall, big girl. And you know how short I am, right?
Yes.
So you know, I said, look, this is something that's not going to go on for weeks and weeks and weeks. Because I told her myself, your man, I forgot his name. I said, Salanga, it's not, we don't have anything going on. He is not trying to talk to me, and I'm trying to talk to him. Well, she wouldn't even believe me. So she's going to get at school and try to show out in the lunchroom, you know, in the cafeteria, talking all loud and stuff. And I say, well, you know what? It ain't but one way to put this to the end. Come on, meet me outside. So she gets on up and you go back to the crowd following and everything. I was like Obie Taylor, you know. One thing I could defend myself, so. But that would be the first fight I had with someone tall and big as she was, but I sure was gonna do it. And so, and so we got on out there, you know, she in my face, I'm in her face. I said, well, come on in, hit me. Yeah, and she would not hit me. And that ended that, and slide off with some remark, and she walked off, and her, you know, her circle went with her, and my circle went with me. Because I just wanted her, since she was accusing me, I want you to pass the first, as we used to call it back then, pass the first lick. Yeah. But she wouldn't do it. Because she knew. She knew within her heart that I was not trying to talk to her boyfriend. And she was going about what somebody said. So okay. I just wanted to share that, because word of mouth, you have to watch that too. All right, so we have now caller, press one. So that you can get in on the topic tonight with Trisha's Talk 101. She wants to know, men or women? And Trisha's point of view is that women cheat. So what do you have to say about that, caller? Press 1 now and come on and get in on this conversation. So, Trisha, you're live until someone presses 1.
No problem. And the crazy part about it, because the people that have commented on my post, they have said women. This one lady, she said, men mess up and can't play nothing off. Or I want to have the same side dude for years and still come home, cook, clean, and lay it down. And she's right. A woman can cheat and you will never know. If she's the only way a man.
Go ahead. We got to call her as soon as you say that.
Okay, the only way a woman will get caught is if she starts changing like the dudes do. That's the only way she will get caught. Other than that, you will never know that woman is cheating on you. But let's go ahead and take this caller, though.
All right. Hi, Colin. Welcome. You're
alive,
Patricia.
Why don't we
go ahead?
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can. Colin, we hear you. Oh, good. This is a very interesting topic. You know, I like this. This is funny. I don't really have a side, because I really wouldn't know which one cheats better. But when I look at different things, you know, when they have different articles that come out for about people living different lives or double lives, the majority of the time I see more men than you see women.
Sure do.
But you know, the thing about it is, you know, what is it and what does it take for them to actually be able to do those things? And when the thing about it is that what people don't understand when you're cheating is just you got to lie, and you have to continue to lie and lie and lie, and you keep telling those lies. Eventually, the truth is going to come out one way or the other, be it man or woman, whoever's doing the cheating. I said, but when she was talking about that, it made me think, like I said, about how different people live different lives, and they live double lives, and they do documentaries and have different, all these different movies and stuff on television about, you know, men and women, you know, that have double lives, you know. So that's to me, that would be the hardest thing to be trying to do. Please this person, please that person or whatever. And then it's like she was saying earlier, if you're not happy, you know, then walk away. You know, be a man or woman enough to just walk away from the relationship if you're not happy in the situation that you're in. So, like I said, I don't really know if it's men or women that cheat, you know, which one cheats the better. or of the two. But like I said, I just admit it's when they show about people that actually do that, and there are people that actually live double lives and probably still doing it and been doing it for years, you know.
Yeah.
So my thing is, what gratification do you get from that? You know, eventually when you're found out, you're not only hurting the people that you love or that you claim to love, but you're also hurting families that have been built based on the lies that he or she has told. You know, it's just something to think about and food for thought.
Right. Well, you know, Trisha asked earlier, why do people cheat, men or women? And my answer to that is because they're promiscuous. And promiscuity is the reason for it, meaning that they're just not satisfied with one.
Right.
And, it is quick for a guy, and women, you know, women used to didn't do it back in the day, but they will do it now too. But
right.
I used to have guys, I can't pay anyway. I don't care nothing about him. You can see me too. I don't care nothing. I don't want to go with him. I want to go with you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And now it's like, in my eyes, women are acting more like men. Because a woman can call a dude or call a guy and tell him, hey, I need this, I need this. He do it, and he gone on, and she sent him about his way. Won't hear from about a month, couple weeks, or whatever. And then she called him again. It's like women can play that game, too. It's like the way I see it, women are starting not to care anymore. Women are starting not to have feelings anymore. And it's like, why bother? Get close to somebody. They turn around and do you wrong. Not saying that all men are like you, but just saying out of all situations that have occurred. But it's like a woman see it as, okay, I'm tired of being played, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm about to act like a dude. I'm about to act like a guy. Since I've been doing this way, I'm about to treat every guy that come my way, I'm about to treat them this way. Guys are acting more like women. When you really think about it, you actually swapping positions. Guys are turning around actually being the women, and women are turning around actually being the guys, because I've actually had a conversation about you. And we all agree. We was like, yeah, when you think about it, yeah. And they was like, y'all just wrong. Y'all just, I said, well, now y'all see how we feel in the process. Now y'all see. They was like,
yeah.
But I ain't never did this. I ain't never did that. I said, well, hey, you would do. So
I can
categorize you and put you in that boat.
I'm like a lawyer cross-examiner. to my knowledge, I have only cheated one time in a relationship, and that was during the time that, you know how you be on and off, you break up, and then you have maybe a month or 2 month breakup, and you go back, you know, together, end up going back together. Well, this was during the time that we broke up, and I was really, really good for me, because my motto was, look, I can only take one at a time. I can't cope but one at a time. Because they require too much of your time. And I always had to have me. I always put me in front of relationships. I got to have time to do what I need to do or what I want to do. I don't have time to baby. And most of the time, men, when you first get in a relationship, they're so needy. And I can't, you know, and that needed to get my nerves. I can speak from experience, y'all, because I've been divorced 3 times. So, yeah, that says it right there. Because when you get too needy, and you keep getting all in my face, and or if you cheat, you gone. Ain't no coming back. I don't know if y'all saw this post. Some guy kept texting me, come out. This is so-and-so, and you're trying to come out way back. And I said, you know what? I told him, I don't even know who you are. And it wouldn't stop. And I put his number and his text on Facebook. I said, look, whoever man this is, y'all need to stop this. You need to stop this man from texting me, because I don't know who he is. And if I knew who he was, I don't want him. And if I know, I said, if I don't know him, I don't want him. And if I knew him before, I sure in the hell don't want him.
You give me him one of my numbers. And you have people out there that like that. Because I had this one lady, she texted my phone. It was like, she's an older one, like she a grown woman. You talking to so-and-so. Like, I called this number, and she wanted to text. Everybody know I don't do no texting. You got a problem, you call my phone. She texted me, so I called the number. So she kept on sending me long paragraphs. I told everybody on Facebook, this number keeps constantly texting my phone. So everybody called this number and figure out who she is. Everybody that I know called and texted. Didn't know that if you know it's out or nothing. I said, that's how you handle it.
Yeah, that's how you handle it. You're exposed on Facebook. Well, Trisha, would you believe it's 7:31 already?
Oh, wow. We went a minute over.
Yeah, so no problem. I'll extend Candy's show for the time that you've gone over it. Now it's time for all the things to come to an end.
I apologize, Miss Candy. I just wanted to get that out there. I did not mean to run over. I am truly, truly
That's my
sorry.
Fault. I was all wrapped up in the conversation because I'm the time monitor, so it's not your fault, Trish. So I'll apologize.
Well,
I apologize, Candy.
Well, let's click up. Well, hold on. Let me
wait a minute. Candy has something to say. Hold on just a minute. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Trisha. I am so glad to hear you this week. You did an awesome job. I really enjoyed your show. I had got all caught up in the conversation, and I didn't realize it was after 7:30. So you did an excellent job. I was captivated by the conversation. You guys was conversating so well, and it was so interesting. Great job.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate your support, and I'm a big fan of yours as well. I thank you so much for your encouraging words. It means so much to me.
You're so welcome.
I just wanted to tell you thank you. Please stay with me, and it feels good to be back on the air on this Monday. Everyone, let's give it up and get ready to hear Miss Candy. Miss Candy talks. I think I said that right.
Candy's conversation.
Candy's conversation. Yes, everyone.
And
just
ready. Candy's talking about love and happiness. So y'all got a relationship night going on.
Yes, this is a great way to start off.
Yes, new things. Love in the air. It's going to be that season for love. You know, the winter is coming, and we're getting ready for it.
I heard that.
Guys.
I might have to find me a boyfriend, y'all. Y'all keep talking that stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, guys, I just want to tune in and just say something.
I'll see y'all coming up next.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, we're going to put you in agreement for time for your show, Ken, and we're going to let Trisha close out, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Trisha.
A microphone is used to magnify our voices for all to hear. My goal is to use that source each and every week to magnify our voices together for the world to hear and recognize the importance of what is shared, whether it's the latest fashion trend, the hottest movie being viewed, or the what's going on around the world. Tune in each week to hear the words of wisdom from your girl, Trisha, of Trisha Talks 101.